Scott Petrek joins us this morning, covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. Also, BrownsZone.com, a good place to get all sorts of great information as we preview the Browns and the Jets, putting last week's game behind us, but taking notes from that to move forward. We expect a penalty-less game tonight, right?
It better be. If they have 18 penalties again, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to lose, and I'm not sure how long Freddie Kitchens will be around. That was the number one focus of the week in practice, is playing with more discipline, playing with more composure. And I'd be stunned if they had the same issues, especially those 15-yarders, the late hits and the kind of retaliation when Myles Garrett hit a guy in the face and Greg Robinson kicked the player. If that happened again, there'd be big trouble.
Are they going to play hesitantly because of that? Is that going to affect them in a way, knowing I better not make a penalty, even if it's some normal infraction?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I think that's a legitimate concern. But when it comes to the egregious 15-yarders, I think that's just plain smart. I don't think that's a being too careful. It's just being smart. Don't respond. You know, don't hit a guy after the whistle. So, you know, I think there's a line there, but these guys are professionals. They've been around for a while. They should be able to walk that line.
All right. Well, they're getting primetime exposure. I mean, that adds the other part to it. They're in New York, so you get this whole other attitude with it. What's their emotion going to be for tonight's game?
Yeah, they're going to be excited. You know, it starts a string of – they play in prime time three of the next four games. So, you know, it's almost like a make-or-break time for the season. This is a – it's an inexperienced team that doesn't have – that hasn't won before, but everybody expects it to. So there's a lot of pressure on these guys. But I feel like the overall makeup of the locker room is built for this. Baker Mayfield is built to play – in the spotlight. We saw it when he came off the bench last year in week three against the Jets. It was a Thursday night game, but he came off the bench and led that great comeback, and the fans went nuts, and the Bud Light fridge is open and all that. So I think he's built for it. I know Odell Beckham Jr. is built for the spotlight. I feel Myles Garrett is. So these guys, I think they're going to feed off that energy. Now they have to prove that they can win, right? As Freddie Kitchens says, right now it's all potential and talent, but we haven't proven anything, and he's correct. They haven't, but this is a good way to start, and it's a good way to prove something. If they play well tonight, get a win, and then they can build on it over the next few weeks in these spotlight games, then I think the season can settle down, and then those playoff expectations can be realized.
Scott, Sam Darnold had a pretty good, you know, rookie season. Trevor Siemian, who's now the quarterback, he's been serviceable. Do you think it's much of a step down, if any, to have Trevor in this game?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think it's a big one. I think at face value, you're like, oh, they're without their starting quarterback. He's a number three pick in the draft. It's a loss for the Jets. And overall, I would say that. But I think for one game, I don't think it necessarily is, because Trevor Siemian's won more in the NFL than Sam Darnold has. He was 13-11 with the Broncos. He's a smart guy. He went to Northwestern. I've seen him play throughout college. I've seen him play in the NFL. He's not an explosive quarterback, but, you know, you expect him to make good decisions. I think with the Jets underneath passing game, their screen game to Le'Veon Bell, he can handle that. He's got some athleticism. So, I don't think the Browns can afford to say, oh, Darnold's out. We have, you know, this game's ours, because I don't think there is much of a drop-off.
Talking this morning with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram, what other storylines are we looking at? Odell's return, Greg Williams, is that just stuff preview for this, and then once the game starts, we just throw it aside?
No, I think you have to look at the Greg Williams saga really carefully. I think there's so many layers to it. And even before all the stuff this week, there was Greg Williams facing the team that didn't hire him to be their head coach, even though he was the interim coach. And I'm sure Greg would have used that as motivation and talked to the players about it. And then at midweek, you get Odell Beckham Jr. saying that Greg Williams still teaches his players to be dirty and to take cheap shots. And he really feels like Greg told Browns players in the 2017 preseason to hurt him and injure him, and he blames that for a series of leg injuries he's had. So that's a pretty those are serious allegations. I think it's a significant backdrop for this game. I expect ESPN to have cameras trained on both guys at all times. Greg's going to, you know, look like a maniac like he usually does on the sideline. And Jarvis Landry, who's Odell Beckham Jr.'s best friend, said, hey, we can't get sucked into these psychological tactics. And I just wonder how that's all going to play out. Is the fact that Odell said that, does that mean the officials are going to be watching more carefully and maybe the Jets will get more 15-yard penalties? Does Odell Beckham play tentative because he's worried that somebody's going to try to take out his knee? I'm really fascinated to see how that plays out and what happens once Odell gets the ball, how Greg changes his defense, if he does it all, because he's always aggressive and he's going to blitz Baker and that could lead to some big plays. So I think that's going to be fascinating. And then on top of that, you have Odell going back to New York. You know, you have Baker against the Jets again, and last year was his breakthrough, like I mentioned. So there's a lot to watch here. And number one is that the Browns need this because if they fall to 0-2 with the schedule upcoming, the playoffs look like a real long shot. And not that the season's over after 2 weeks, but it can get away from you in a hurry, and everybody was so excited 8 days ago, and it'd be miserable for mostly the fan base to have to address the realization that, oh my gosh, maybe this season isn't going to go like we thought it would after only 2 games.
Well, we shall see what happens tonight. The Jets and the Browns, Monday Night Football. There's always some plays or person that may shine through. We'll see whether offense or defense comes through, if the Browns can win and everyone can possibly stay healthy. Scott, we will talk again soon, and hopefully you'll have a good game for tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate your time. Scott Petrak of the Chronicle-Telegram. You can follow him at Scott Petrak, also on BrownsZone.com with the latest that's happening there.